USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The DOJ watchdog is testifying before the Senate Homeland Security Committee on his investigation into the FISA warrants obtained during the 2016 election. Speaking at the Capitol, Chairman Ron Johnson, Republican from Wisconsin, says the FBI's investigation into Russian meddling should have been shut down.
The Trump administration was tormented for over 2 years by an aggressive investigation and media speculation, all based on a false narrative, and our nation has become even more divided.
As the House is continuing to debate articles of impeachment against President Trump, Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham says the Democrats in the House are weaponizing the impeachment process.
I think this exercise in the House is beginning to weaponize impeachment. The Intel Committee conducted the fact-finding elements of it, which is unusual. The process they use, I think, is dangerous to the presidency as an institution.
USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today. 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy plans and availability vary by state.
Weight loss could dramatically slash a woman's risk of breast cancer. With the results of the research, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The American Cancer Society says among women who need to lose weight, dropping just under 20 pounds and keeping it off will reduce breast cancer risk by a third. It's long been known that being overweight is linked to the disease, as well as cancers of the colon, uterus, kidneys, and pancreas. Women in the U.S. currently have a 1 in 8 lifetime risk of developing breast cancer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new study suggests teenagers are replacing drugs and alcohol with vaping. A new federal survey of high school and middle school students shows teenagers in the United States are drinking less alcohol and smoking fewer cigarettes, but they are trying vaping, marijuana, and nicotine. President Trump set to hold a Merry Christmas rally in Battle Creek, Michigan, which is just west of Detroit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The federal court that approves orders for conducting surveillance on suspected foreign terrorists or spies issued a strong and highly unusual public rebuke of the FBI on Tuesday, ordering the agency to say how it intends to correct the errors revealed by the DOJ report that came out last week. Former DOJ official Francie Hakes believes
it completely destroys the Democrats' argument that there was anything partisan at all in the complaints that President Trump and President Trump's supporters and the Republican Party were making early on, all the way last year, early last year and even before that, talking about this FISA warrant against Carter Page and talking about being spied upon while people were trying to make much of the fact that President Trump said his wires were tapped. It looks like maybe Trump Tower wasn't actually tapped, but you had confidential human sources run by the FBI against three different members of the Trump campaign, including one against whom not a single criminal allegation had been made. No one's even talking about that.
The Trump administration announced proposed rules Wednesday to allow states to establish programs to import drugs from Canada and to give drug companies a path to importing less expensive international versions of drugs sold. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar told reporters the administration does not know when they will be considering states' proposals, but they are working as quickly as federal regulations will allow. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.